We're talking today with Roger Gribble, of course, air agronomist based in the Enid area. And Roger, you know, winter seems to be extending itself. Last year, you know, last couple of years, really, we've been so dry, very mild. By this time a year ago, we were, you know, we were starting to see some real growth and a lot of things and a lot of movement on even some of the spring planted crops as far as starting to get serious about some things. Not even close this year.
We're behind right now. If you look at the temperatures, and everybody's been experiencing those since about Christmas time, very cool temperatures, and soil temperatures haven't moved very much. In fact, this morning on the three-day average, you're down into the 40s, which is not good for any of the spring-type crops, and for sure wheat's not going to go anywhere when we're down that cold.
Let's talk about wheat first of all. From what, you know, our conversation, we're really all over the place on this wheat crop for 2010.
Yeah, we had several different planting dates, at least in northwest Oklahoma. Ron, we'll talk about that specifically. You know, we had our producers who had some good moisture there at the end of August. We started establishing wheat in some drier areas about middle of the month, September. That wheat got off to a tremendous start, really looked good, and those guys got to graze that wheat. We did run into a very wet period starting mid-September through mid-October, and we just didn't get much done. So then a lot of the wheat goes in towards the back half of October and even into November. Once we did get it in, some of that earlier stuff looks okay, but as we got into the mid-November range, it got really dry here. In fact, this part of the world was like 97% of normal rainfall up until about the first of the year. So we were behind, and we never did catch up with that moisture. That root didn't hit that moisture, so we're pretty limited on growth on some of that later planted wheat. That wheat today, probably we're looking at making recommendations for sure of weed control, because that's canopy is not covering the ground, and we're suggesting that we're going to have to control weeds in some of those sparser stands, Ron. It's important that we at least get that controlled.
Okay, so something that we can go in with a finesse or some of these other products, right?
Yeah, any type of broadleaf weed control. The grasses, again, are going to be fairly late, just like what the weeds would be, but anything that would control broadleaf weeds would be suggested on this thinner wheat.
Are we going to be thin enough that we're going to have some problems in seeing some of these acres stay in wheat, or are they going to, you know, possibly go to a spring planted crop?
Well, that's a good choice. We just finished our grain sorghum meetings here at the first of the month. The guys that got wheat in and got it established, got some grazing out of it, those guys have a real choice here. As we saw wheat roll back below $4, those guys have a decision to make as to whether they want to produce wheat at $4 a bushel, or do they want to go graze out, maybe look at the option of the summer crops. Our budgets on the summer crops at the time we put those budgets together looked very, very good. All our crops, grain sorghum, corn, soybeans, with the exception of sunflowers, actually penciled into the profit range. So that's a good positive clue that maybe some of the summer crops are going to hold us. I think the later planted wheat, gosh, it's going to be a struggle as to how much operating inputs we put into that. If we're at a stage where we only have three leaves out there and no tillers, those guys are going to have a real hard choice of how much input do I want to put into that crop. The way we're rolling here, you mentioned weather early. It may be one of those scenarios that we go from winter to summer in a hurry, and we only get one tiller out of that. You would have to evaluate your stand and look at exactly how much seed did you put out there. Again, the more seed you have out there, at least you get one tiller per seed, and that would for sure make up quite a bit of production there if we had a higher seeding rate. If you're back to 80 to 90 pounds, guy's really going to have to look at that and see where he wants to go. How much money does he put into that crop?
Mm-hmm. So at this point, as we think about some of these spring planted crops that would be options this year in northwest Oklahoma, what are guys, what are they weighing? What are they looking at?
I think successes of last year. We sure had some trouble with corn and grain sorghum as well when we hit the heat there at June. You know, that's kind of untypical for this particular part of the world, that that's the hottest time of the year. A lot of guys were pretty discouraged with both of those crops. The real shining star out of that would have been soybeans, and we had producers hitting us, you know, as much as 70 and 80 bushels, a lot of 30s and 40s, but for sure those guys did hit a home run with soybeans last year.
You're saying that when you start putting the pencil to that this year, we can go under those yield levels rather substantially and still break even.
Yeah, when we put the budget together there at the end of January, it was looking like we could do, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17 bushels an acre just to hold our money together on soybeans. And I think we were looking at somewhere around $9 a bushel. So the producers, in at least in northwest and north central Oklahoma, can for sure reach that level, I think.
You know, as you talk to guys, you know, what is the mood? What's the attitude right now?
Well, I think the guys who have cattle are considering the graze out option with $4 wheat. I think that's something that they need to pencil fairly closely. It's not that wheat or cattle is a barn-burning economic advantage right now, but at least those guys have to have the option of being able to do that. I think it boils down to how much money, how much operating inputs do you want to put into wheat to make a decision, and that's going to take a pretty sharp pencil, Ron, and I think they need to take advantage of what options are out there, and I would for sure look at the crop insurance options, the acre program, the SURE program, all those things that can give our producers a chance of making a decent return on their investment here.